And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
All right. What's up, everybody? This is Billy over here, Creating Daily, and I am super excited about tonight's show. We're going to be talking about podcast sponsorship. So thank you, everyone, for joining me. If you're over here on Clubhouse, thanks a lot. If you're on Facebook or YouTube or Twitch wherever you're at, right now, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to jump into the chat and tell me where you are either watching and listening or just listening from. Super excited to get this party started here. And for some of you who didn't catch the announcement yesterday, Creating Daily is an extension of Creating for Money. So I realized that I want to go live more, and some of the content I wanted to talk about live didn't really match up super well to the content that I was putting on Creating for Money. And so I wanted to start a new little project, and here we are. So I'm super excited about it. And with this show, we do have different segments, which is kind of fun. It's kind of fun to put together a show with different segments. So we are going to be talking about podcast sponsorships. How do you monetize through sponsorships? Really not an in-depth of like, hey, go do this and this, but just some stuff I've learned as we've been sponsored for over 100 episodes. We haven't produced or we haven't put out 100 episodes, but we've recorded over 100 episodes, and we've been monetized through sponsorship since episode 5. So really excited to share some information about that. And then also, I'm going to open it up for a Q&A. And as some of you guys can see, if you're watching on camera here, I got my little Street Fighter shirt on. Super excited. One of my favorite games growing up. And if it looks like I've been in a street fight today, well, it's because I kind of have. So I've been doing taxes, all right? So if anybody knows about taxes, and I know I just ruined somebody's day because I said taxes, because every time somebody says taxes, it like brings me down a little bit. So sorry to do that to you, but that's what I've been working on. That's why I look rough. I'm beat up. I'm tired. I've been looking at numbers, and it's driving me crazy. So anyway, let's go ahead and jump into the show here. First up, I want to highlight a podcast that I found this week. Now, thanks to Reddit, which I'm not really sure how I got on their email list, but they spammed me with a podcast called Ridiculous Crime. And it was hilarious. I listened to it the first time today. I've only listened to one episode, so I don't want to sell it too hard. But if you like true crime stories without all the, you know, like real dark and deep and like, you know what, this I can't listen to more than one of these at a time, then you should check out this podcast. And just to give you a little teaser, the episode I listened to today was about a guy who tried to get his wife killed by a couple of hitmen, and his wife like actually became friends with the hitmen. They let her loose, and then there's the rest of the story. I'll let you go listen to it. But go check it out. It's called Ridiculous Crime. Now, also, I want to give a shout out to our friends over at PodPage. If you are a podcaster and you need a podcast website, I want to encourage you to go check out PodPage. I built this website. You can go check it out. It's creatingdaily.live. I created it in 5 minutes with PodPage. I just put in my RSS feed, picked a theme, it did the rest. Now, that is a free plan. So what you see there is everything I got with a free plan. And then if you want to see a pro plan, you can go to creatingformoney.com and check that out. And that's the pro plan that I use over there. Has a little bit more features. You'll notice the website is actually creatingformoney.com. So however, whatever feature that's called, like replace the URL or whatever. So that's a cool feature. Several other things as well that you might not be able to see or tell. But that's a really cool platform. And then also if you're on creatingformoney.com, you scroll all the way to the bottom and click on the link that says PodPage or like create your own PodPage. If you buy a pro plan, they give me a little kickback that's called affiliate, you know, commission, and I really appreciate it. That's one way that I monetize my stuff as well. So, all right, now let's get into a little segment called News to Me.
That's News to Me.
Creating Daily. All right. Now, I don't know if you heard my dog barking on the end of that. For whatever reason, it got left in there when I made note to cut it out. But that's my friend Wayne here on Clubhouse. I think he's under the weather right now. So throw some good vibes and thoughts his way, prayers, whatever you subscribe to. And now let's jump into a little bit of news, creator news here. First up, Apple has now updated their Apple Podcast Player, and this might, I didn't really look into it, I'm going to be honest with you. I saw it come through on Pod News as I'm subscribed to those guys. And then also our friend John Wiley that's here on the app on Clubhouse, he did a room earlier about it, which I need to go back and listen so I understand it a little bit more. But just at a 30,000 square foot level, you can now browse by the season on show pages. You can now filter episodes from like played, unplayed, downloaded, saved, all that kind of stuff. So if you are a podcast junkie and you got just a ton of podcasts, maybe you want to organize them a little bit better for your listening experience. Now, this next little ditty that I came by, I don't think I'm first to the party, but maybe some of you haven't heard about it, and maybe some of you, kind of like me, probably just like, do I even want to hear about this? Because it's another shiny object that I am forced to look into, and that is called Connect.club. As you guessed, it's a Clubhouse competitor. Now, as I take a sip of my tea, I will tell you my first thoughts about this app is if Metaverse, Clubhouse, and The Sims game all somehow magically had a baby that didn't require any hardware, this would be the baby that they had that didn't require any hardware. So kind of a cool thing. It's all based on proximity within the app. So if you are in a room, so I'm looking at the the room here in Clubhouse. Like if we're all in a room in a space, it has graphics of like chairs and couches and fireplaces and all this, and then you can kind of just tap and get next to people. And when you get next to them, it activates your mic and their audio as well, and you can talk to each other. Similar to like a real life networking meeting. But if you're across the room, then you can't talk to each other. You can't do so. You can like get in little groups, I guess, is how I was doing it today. Like we're in a little group and they were chatting, telling me about the app. And then there's also a stage in the middle of the room or the space that they create. And maybe if you want to say something to all the people in the room, you jump on that stage, or maybe you're doing an event or whatever. But yeah, it's literally, and I'd love, you know, I think it's invite only. I get about 20 invites. So if anybody wants one of those, feel free to reach out to me and say me. And the first 20 people that do that, I need your phone number though, I believe, to do it. Similar to Clubhouse when it launched. So yeah, Metaverse, Clubhouse, The Sims all had a baby. No hardware required, except for your phone, of course. And you can get in there and mess around. All right, now last little piece of quote-unquote news here is if you're interested in becoming an Amazon Live influencer, I'm a part of the program, really enjoy it, love it. It makes decent money, for really good money, actually, for the time I put into it. But if you're having trouble getting on there because maybe you have a growing audience and it's not quite where they want it to be, then now you can use your TikTok account. So if you have a TikTok account that's just like blowing up, now you can go apply with TikTok. So that's kind of cool as well. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into this. I got about, I don't know, 4, 5, maybe 7 things that I want you to consider before you reach out to sponsors or really as you're reaching out, as you're putting together your sponsorship plan, your package, all that kind of stuff. I want you to think about some of these things. And by the way, if you want to chat and say hello in the chat, anywhere that you're at, I should be able to see it and reply to you. So really appreciate that as well. But let's jump right into, you know, some of my thoughts or my tips for you. So the first thing here is if you don't ask, the answer is always no. Now, I didn't come up with that. That's a lady named Nora Roberts. That's a quote from her. But it's a quote that I, all the time, every day, if I'm reaching out to sponsors or my sponsor reach out days, I call them, I am always keeping this in my mind. If I don't ask, the answer is always going to be no. If I don't tell people that there's sponsorship opportunities, then it's always no, because they just don't know that is possible. So keep that in your mind as well. Like if you don't ask, if you don't tell people, if you don't let people know what you're doing, that these opportunities exist, that they're open and available, then the answer is always going to be no. So that's my number one tip for you mentally as you go into these things. And sometimes, and I've been doing this for nearly 2 years, we've been sponsored since episode number 5. I think I just scheduled to go out episode number 104. So nearly 100 episodes we've been sponsored. And actually, two of those sponsors have signed up for this whole year. So I guess I could say over 100 episodes by far are paid for. They are, you know, people are in them. They're going. The sponsors are going with us. So, you know, these are things I've learned along the way. All right, number two, or second bullet point here, is never sell from your own wallet. Unless your wallet's like giant, huge, and spewing out money everywhere, then sure, maybe you sell from your own wallet. But this is one of my biggest mistakes, not only in podcast world, selling sponsorships, all that kind of stuff, but it was one of my biggest mistakes, just in general. Like, I had a t-shirt printing business for years and years, and I'd always, you know, sell from my own wallet. My entrepreneur, growing a business, hustling it out, sweating, throwing mud against the wall. And I would always, you know, come down on the price a little bit, help people out, because I was selling from my own place. I wasn't really selling from a place that, you know, was really helpful to anybody else. So it's like, anyway, I could get all day in pricing and all that kind of stuff, but just don't sell from your own wallet. That'll help you out a lot. All right, we got Monty Weaver, I believe. No, he's second chat. First chat's from Knee. Says, sounding like a pro. Love the stingers. Appreciate you, Knee. And then over here on YouTube, it looks like Monty says he's watching and listening on the YouTube. So appreciate Monty. Super great guy as well, and knows a lot about getting brand sponsorship deals. So be sure to go follow him and check him out. All right, let's keep moving because I want to open this thing up for some Q&A, if anybody has any questions or just from general thoughts about sponsorship stuff. All right, so never sell from your own wallet. Okay, next thing here, and this is a huge one, and this is what's going to keep a lot of people from getting a brand deal, from getting a sponsorship deal, and it is ask for what you want, even if it's against the system. All right, when I was first clicking around the internet, similar to this, all right, thanks, sound effect. I was looking up, how do I get a sponsor? How do I get a sponsor for my podcast? And the answer was, oh, you got to sell a CPM model. You got to get thousands of people listening to your show, and you got to do this CPM rate, and that's just how it is. It is what it is, and go figure it out and grow your audience. Well, what I quickly realized was, like, man, I was more focused on growing my audience than I was focused on nurturing my audience. And I was more just, you know, trying to get numbers. And I was like, I was more of a salesperson than ever, just trying to sell my podcast to whoever I thought may be interested in listening to it. And then what I quickly realized was, wait a second, I got to build a quality audience over a quantity audience and really focus on that part of it. And when I focused on that part, I started to change the system, and I went against the system and was able to have different conversations, frame up different things, really dig in to the value of podcasting and why is it so much different than a billboard, than Facebook marketing, than putting a sticker on the back of a truck or whatever they do. It's like there are so many more benefits, in my opinion, to podcast marketing than other things in the way we do it, in the way that we work with sponsors. So that is one thing that I want you to keep in mind, is really think about the value of what you're doing, the value of who you are, what you're bringing to the table, and how does it look different than every other platform out there. And if you need help with some of this stuff, this is what I do. I coach people in sponsorships. So I have a couple seats left open. If you want to go through a program or whatever, this is not really a room or a live stream to pitch my services, but it's really 90% mental and 10% just doing systems. And when you get those systems in place and you don't mentally stumble on yourself, then you can go have the right conversations that are framed up properly that really touch the value of what you're going to bring to a sponsor, what a sponsor can bring to you and to your audience and all those kinds of things. So ask for what you want. If it's $100 a show, $100. If it's $1,000 a show, it's $1,000. If it's 10 grand a show, then go ask for 10 grand and be sure that you're super self-aware. And this is my next point, is be super self-aware and honest of what you're actually capable of doing. All right. Don't oversell and underdeliver. But, undersell and overdeliver. Do the opposite, okay? So don't go out there and say, oh, my show's great, blah, 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 blah. And then you can't do what you said you're going to do. And a part of that is figuring out what is it that they want you to do? What is the ROI? Is it just money? Is it people, you know, responding in a certain way? You got to figure all this stuff out and you got to do the work. So don't show up and just be dishonest and just say, well, I'm capable of doing all this. Be really aware and know what that looks like for you, for your show, for your audience, and go from that place. And the reason why I think of this so much is because I don't want to go forerun this thing as a content creator, as a live streamer, as a podcaster, and go get a brand deal and I not show up. And then the next person behind me who has a similar content or a similar show or in the same niche doesn't get a shot at getting a brand deal because I went ahead and messed it all up because I wasn't prepared. So be super honest with yourself. Be super true with yourself. And that it'll all work out. Trust me. All right. So next thing here is if you want other businesses, so you're showing up to a business to say, hey, I want you to write me a check. I want you to do business with me. Then you got to show up like a business. A lot of podcasters are showing up as a hobbyist. And that's what they are. And that's what you're going to get paid to do. And nobody pays you to do your hobby. Okay. So they pay you to do your business and they do business with you. So that's what, keep that in mind as you're moving through this process. Keep that in mind. I got to show up like a business. I got to present like a business. I got to have all my information together, my ducks in a row. I got to know about my industry and what topics I can relate to and what these businesses might be struggling with. And if not, I got to be able to roll my sleeves up, jump into the ditch and figure this stuff out because I want to really work with businesses for the long haul. Some of you are in the room. Some of you are watching the live stream. When I said I signed two sponsors on for 52 episodes this year, what do you think we did? We figured out what is the conversation. How do we make them a part of our show? How do we make them a part of our world and vice versa? So I want you to think about that as you're thinking about sponsorship deals and all this kind of stuff. Now, I could go real deep into all this, but I'm just kind of hitting the highs and moving on because I want to open up the stage here on Clubhouse and then also over on Bullhorn and anywhere else to bring people on. And by the way, if you happen to be in front of your camera... sitting at your desk and you want to jump on, and jump on the actual live stream with video, then sure, come on. I can do that too. Just send me a back channel or a chat or whatever, and I can scrounge around and get that going. All right. So let's jump into a chat for a couple minutes. Got a chat's coming in here. We got James Scott. What's up, James? Love it, man. Appreciate you jumping in. He said, just found an American suite company. I can't read that far away. That'd be a great match for what we do. Okay. He put a big word in there. I think it's a city. I don't know what it is. But anyway, I would love to, but I got COVID. Sorry, James. Hope you get to feeling better, man. Sending prayers your way, good vibes your way, all that fun stuff. So hope you get better sooner than later. And then also Joseph Musco over here in Clubhouse said cost per 1,000. Yep, that's a CPM. Okay, he was answering the question that Nee had. So it's cost per milli, and it means cost per 1,000, whatever that is, right? So if it's impressions, clicks, downloads, listens, views, it's saying, hey, if you get 10,000 of those, I'll pay you $10 per 1,000. So I'm going to pay you $100 or whatever for those 1,000. So that's what that is. For a small creator like me, I'm not getting hundreds of thousands of downloads every month. And I hang out with a lot of podcasters, and my show does, in numbers-wise, does much better than other shows, and I'm still not getting anywhere close to what I would need to make what I make right now because I've chosen to bring the value of the audience and the purity of the audience over the size of the audience. And hopefully, you can frame that conversation up to say, here's what we're doing in our niche. We're bringing the people who are super qualified to do business with you, not just a bunch of people. All right, cool. Now, let's jump to two more things, and I'm going to open it up here. And this is hugely, hugely, hugely important that you have a plan, and you have an outreach plan, and you have a system. Because if you don't keep yourself accountable to these things, it's going to be tough. All right. So consistent outreach, consistent action is going to get consistent results. Okay. So if you have a solid outreach plan, this is killer. Now what you need more than just a solid outreach plan is a solid follow-up strategy. The money comes in the follow-up. Somebody say that with me. Say the money comes in the follow-up. This is not a one-call closed deal. If you're like my industry, I'm spending a lot of time educating people on what is it what is podcast sponsorship? What does that look like? Why is it valuable? I'm not calling and saying, hey, you want to sponsor my show? Sure. Bam. Here we go. Here's the price. Let's go. It's not newspaper. It's not radio. People don't get it. It's the very early stages. And so some industries, you're going to have to take a little break and explain it. So have a phenomenal follow-up strategy. All right. So there you go. There's a couple tips for you. And then last but not least, and feel free if you want to start raising your hands on Clubhouse if you want to come up. For you are in Bullhorn, I'm going to click over there and hang out with you for a second here. Hey, what's up, Big Show? Brandon over here on Bullhorn. We got Ty over here on Bullhorn as well. Appreciate you guys dropping in. Those guys are with Bullhorn. Super, super. What am I saying? Super, super supportive. There we go. I got distracted. I heard my three-year-old coming. I'm like, what? What's going on out there? ADHD, here we go, squirrel. All right, so those guys over at Bullhorn, super supportive. If you're a creator and you want another place to create, you want to do this, you want to go live on a podcast player, then go check out Bullhorn. And if you want an invite, or not an invite, but an introduction, feel free to let me know. I'll introduce you to the podcast. A relationship manager over there, Nick, does a phenomenal job. He'll introduce you to the team and show you all around, all that fun stuff. All right, last but not least, if you make it easy, it's going to be easy. So I want you to think about this when you're putting together your sponsorship package, if you're putting together your outreach, if you're putting together how do you work with a sponsor, the easier that you make it is the easier that it's going to be, the more enjoyable it's going to be, the less friction that's coming into your sales process, the less stuff you have to overcome, the less stuff that's overwhelming. You know, just make it super easy. Now, I learned this lesson, and I'm not going to say the hard way, because what we did was we approached it kind of like match the hatch, if you will. So we went after sponsors with the same style media kit as other advertisers and other events going on in that space. We kind of made it look the same. That way it wasn't like this big, hey, now we got to explain not only podcasting, sponsorships, but now we got to explain our media kit. We got to explain our pricing guide, all that kind of stuff. We didn't really do that. The first year it was a little complicated. Man, I had like frequency discounts. I'm like 4 shows, 6 shows, 8 shows, 12 shows, 24 shows, 36 shows, 52 shows, you know, and then I can't remember what it was across the other way, but it was like this whole grid system. Like, dude, we were all over the place in pricing and frequency discounts and, you know, how many episodes and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then it was like, I think it was like bronze, silver, gold, platinum picture. Like, dude, we had a mess of stuff going on and I couldn't keep up with it. So not only was it hard for the sponsor or potential sponsor to decide, but it was also hard for me to keep up with. So we simplified it this year, made it really easy. We got a 3, 6, 12-month plan. Those come with different perks. Think about technology. Think about the software we buy every day when we go, hey, you want the free plan, the pro plan, or the super pro plan? That's how we kind of structured ours and added benefits, different benefits within each one of those tiers. So this is some, you know, tips for you. If you're looking to get a sponsor for your show, for your podcast, or really anything, you can use, you know, some of these approaches, some of these mindset things to go, okay, I want to move forward in the process. Now, at this point in the show, I'm live in a lot of different places right now. If you have any questions, feel free to drop them in the chat. If you want to come up on the show here on Clubhouse, feel free to raise your hand. If you're on Bullhorn and you want to call in, you can do that, or there's a chat and a questions thing there as well. Facebook is chat, YouTube is chat, Twitch is chat. If you want to talk, we can talk. That's all I'm saying, okay? So, but before we do that, I'm just going to say hello to my friend Eliu down in Belize. Eliu, I'm doing really well, man. Appreciate you sending a message, seeing how I'm doing. I'm doing great. And Eliu is a radio host, talk show host, all those kinds of things too. So multi-talented creator, and really appreciate his friendship. All right, guys. So let me know what I'm doing. Am I continuing to go live? Any questions about sponsorships? And this is the thing that you want to keep in mind is I'm coaching this, right? So I'm charging people a decent price to come into my program and to learn all these things. So one, if you want to learn it, that option is there. If you want some coaching, that option is there for you. However, right now, if you're listening and you're like, man, I want to talk about some sponsorships, I got some questions, Now is a perfect time to do that because now you are on the free plan. You're on the freemium plan to come up, ask me any questions that you want to about podcast advertising, marketing, all that kind of stuff. Oh, and actually, I did not have the call-in feature on Bullhorn turned on, so now turn it on. Another cool feature about Bullhorn, you can turn it on and off. Cool, and I see my friend Raphael in there. We got Felipe sending me a back channel for that invite. Felipe, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate that. All right. Well, it doesn't look like we have anybody wanting to come on, wanting to do anything. Are you guys afraid of me? Are you afraid now I get all these stingers and all these sound effects? And they're like, man, this guy thinks he's some radio host. I'm not really. I just got kind of bored doing the same stuff. So I started making these little stingers, all that kind of stuff. All right. Let's jump over here in the chat. So Joseph says, should you turn down sponsorships if they don't seem great? This is a great question, and I turn down sponsorships at this point quite a bit because they're not a great fit for my audience. They're not a great fit for my audience. So what I do, and this is the thing, if you can get this relationship between you, your audience, and your sponsor, this little triangle relationship, super dialed in, you can sign sponsors for longer periods of time and really build them into your show. We literally have a sponsor that if they called me tomorrow and said, hey, we're not doing the show anymore, it's out of our budget, it's, you know, we hate you guys, whatever, I would literally be sad because we have so much fun doing their segment. We have so much fun producing that sponsorship segment that we have in our show. And what we did was went out and said that, like, we want this to be a super great fit because, one, we want to put it into our content, not just have it sitting on top of our content, not interrupting us to tell somebody about a mattress. Like, we want to have people that are, you know, solid. It just fits right into our show. So, yeah, that is a great point, Joseph. I think 100% you should say no. This isn't a newspaper. This isn't, you know, ads on Instagram or whatever. You have very limited amount of space. So you want to make sure you vet these sponsors really well to make sure they fit you. Do a couple calls with them. Interview them as much about being a part of your show as they do about being a part of your show. And be okay with that. And be non-apologetic because it's your show. It's your creation. And you want to make sure that they're going to serve your audience the way that you would serve your audience. Now, I guess if you're a dirtbag, then sure, sign anybody. But we go look at Google reviews. We're trying to figure out, like, do they do a good job? Because we don't want this audience who trust us, who we've built a relationship with, who come and listen to our show every single week, who value what we say. We don't want them to go do business with some dirtbags who don't take care of them. And then all of a sudden it's like, man, I'm not listening to your show anymore. I don't know about you guys, but I've literally lost interest in people who give me bad, you know, and maybe this is a personal problem. That's what I'm trying to say. But I've literally just been like, man, you just gave me a terrible reference, and that person was terrible. Like, and it makes me feel a certain way about that person. Now, right or wrong or indifferent, but it's a part of it, and I don't want my audience feeling that way. So I'm going to vet the heck out of them as much as I can. So yeah, great question. You should turn down sponsors. I turn it down. I turn them down. And if they keep pushing you, tell them to go promote it on Radio Records or whatever that Instagram channel is. All right. Knee said, too pro for us with those stingers. Whatever, Knee. You're like a professional sound guy. All right. I see some people jump into the clubhouse room. What's up, Mark? Good to see you. George, good to see you. Julius, Miss M, Nez, Jennifer Jane down at the bottom there. Mike, always fun time. Knee, Felipe, Ryan. I think I got everybody. So if you have any questions, feel free to jump up. If you're on Clubhouse, or I'm going to check Bullhorn. Make sure no one's asking any questions there. Nope. All right. Perfect. Now, this is the thing about multi-streaming. Oh, all right. Here's my dad on Facebook. That's what I'm talking about. That's my number one viewers right there, my parents. All right, guys, this has been so much fun. Really appreciate you being a part of the show tonight. And if you want to check out this live stream, we're going to be this week. We're Sunday, Monday. Tonight's Tuesday. We're taking tomorrow and Thursday off because I got to record some shows for my other podcast. And then I'll be back on Friday to talk about some more stuff. And I'm working on some guests to line up. So it's not just going to be me and a talking head, but I'm going to bring some other creators on to talk about what they do in this creation space to really help motivate you and encourage you as a creator. You know, my wife has brought up this point many times that it's very important to have community and very important to have other people who are in similar situations. That way you can get the motivation, inspiration, all those fun things. And I don't know about you, but when I'm done talking to people on Clubhouse, or I'm done doing a live stream and I'm talking to other people, I am really excited to go. You know, I probably won't sleep later after interacting. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have trouble sleeping because I'm thinking of so much stuff. My creativity is firing off, all those kinds of fun things. All right, cool. Now we got Joseph with another question. Awesome, Joseph. Man, Joseph is holding down the questions, okay? I really appreciate that, being curious and going after it. So he says, are sponsorships just like commercial clips during your podcast? So this is a good question, because there's no real rules in doing this. Now, traditionally, which I just break all traditional rules, traditionally you have like a pre-roll, a mid-roll, and then like a post-roll. And those are different values, you know, whatever. You set them up differently. If you're in the beginning of the show, it's more expensive, or maybe the middle is more expensive. I don't really know. Never looked into it. I don't really sell it that way. But what we do is we make every sponsor, and we have a limited number of spots, really part of our show. So we are bringing them in. And, you know, it depends on the package, but like one of our sponsors has their own produced commercial. So we're video and audio. So we're like, yeah, let's do it. The production value's there. Let's just bring in your creative into our world, play your commercial, and we'll commentate on the backside of it. And we have like this, we have this little bit. Some of you guys have heard this story so many times, you're probably sick of it. But we had this little bit with one of our boat dealers, our only boat dealer actually. And it's like a little joke. So one of the owners of the company, I say he's tech challenged. Like he just got an email. I don't really know him that well. But we always bring on a joke that Terrell has told the audience, and or that Terrell told my co-host. My co-host brings it on. And it's just one of those dumb little dad joke, fish jokes or whatever. And we just say, oh yeah, Terrell told us a joke this week, blah, blah, blah. It's really become a part of the show. And then, you know, their community like comes in, it's like, oh yeah, it's good. Tell us a joke, Terrell, or whatever. And it makes it a lot of fun. So we try to get creative like that. We're not trying to just say, okay guys, we get a message from Marine Warehouse, we'll be right back. And then it's like, you know, go to Marine Warehouse, they're great. Like, yeah, we have a little piece like that that they've produced. But at the end of the day, we really are building this quality relationship with them. And what happens is when you fit this in really nice is those sponsors are also in your world. They're in your community. They're in your niche. If you've set it up this way, and when you promote your episodes, they help you promote your episodes. So we've seen, you know, growth that way as well, and meeting new people and networking and all that kind of fun stuff, because our sponsors will actually share out our episodes. So yeah, great question. I say get creative with it. That's what's worked for us. I guess it depends on your industry and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, good question there, Joseph. Really appreciate it. All right. Well, I think I'm going to wind this thing down. I really appreciate everyone jumping in here. If you're over on Bullhorn, or if you are on Facebook or YouTube or wherever you're at, appreciate you guys. And you can check out the replay. You'll be able to check it out on Facebook or YouTube, but the audio is only going to be available on Bullhorn. So if you want to go over to Bullhorn and follow daily or creating daily, there we go. I'm going to get it. I promise. I got creating for money and creating daily. So I'll bring that over there. All right. Okay. We got Jane, I believe, coming up here. Let me pull her up. Hey Jane, how are you? Can I hear you? Can you hear me? Jane, going once.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. I can hear you now.
Okie doke. Hi. I'm a bit of a unicorn in that I am not a podcaster. I'm a person that guests a lot on podcasts, or at least I'm starting to. So I'm curious, when you speak of audiences and finding your niche, do you find that most podcasters look for a specific social group to target as far as audience goes and guests go? Or do you think it's more effective to find people from all sorts of walks of life that might have a common thread back to the audience?
Yeah, this is a good question. I love it. And thanks for jumping up here and asking the question. And I think if you want to, and I've created some shows that are pretty broad, they're pretty general, they don't Sorry, I'm going to mute your mic here. Sorry, there you go. So it's kind of broad. It's kind of general. There's no real focus. I've created those types of shows, and they get no real audience. They get no real following because it's inconsistent. It's kind of like if I turn on my TV and I'm like, I'm going to watch American Idol, and it was, you know, the beginning shows of American Idol, and they're like doing something completely different every single night, and it's so inconsistent. I might be like, man, I'm not going to do this. But there's like 80% of like, I know it's going to happen. And there might be that 20% of like, oh man, I'm shocked. Like, that's crazy. And that's what kind of keeps me hooked, those little cliffhangers. So in my opinion, if it depends on what you want to do with your show, pick a niche. Like, I hear a lot of podcasters and a lot of creators in general, and it's because we're probably, you know, just creative. Like, that's what we do. But they'll go, oh, you know what? I'm just going to start my show and my audience will find me. And I'm going to tell you that is not going to happen. Like, pick your audience, figure out what kind of content they want, that they're asking for, that they're already consuming, that you can talk around and create that content and that they're actually looking for. And when you do that, they're going to come find you. I have a super niche podcast. It's about saltwater fishing on the coast of North Carolina. And we probably have like one of the purest audience of any podcaster I know, because we're just dialing it in. We're dialing it in, dialing it in, dialing it in, and getting ready to launch a second show and dialing it in even a touch further to handle one type of fishing versus just all the rest, which that's a membership and all this. So it's a whole different ball game. But in my opinion, I would pick a niche, pick a topic, and dive into that topic and go. What is the old saying? An inch wide and a mile deep. It has gotten me a lot further personally than a mile wide and an inch deep. So hopefully that helps you out and answers your question there.
Yes and no. From the podcaster side, that does make sense. I guess as a person that guests on other people's podcasts, my background is veteran services and the VA benefits for the veterans and the widows and the children and all the things that go along with it. I'm a retired Army Reserve, and I spent 12 years helping veterans and widows get their benefits.
Oh, very cool.
So, thank you. And because of that, my knowledge base goes in so many different directions, whether it's working with the elderly, whether it's working with the younger generation and getting their education benefits, whether it's working with educating families about all the diseases. Recently, the president mentioned 9 new cancers that are going on the list in the State of the Union speech. Wow. And of course, crazy. Everybody's going, which cancers? Who? Where? You know, all that kind of information that needs to be told. But yet, have you ever seen a VA commercial or a VA talk show or anything out there other than on the internet, especially because almost half of our veterans are over the age of 65. Many of them are dying from 38 different cancers related to their military service. And there's at least 8 million widows out there who, of course, have no reason to question why if the VA would have benefits for them. So my particular field of knowledge goes in so many different directions.
Gotcha.
Like, you talk about being, you know, your niche is the saltwater fisherman. Well, I have to wonder how many of those fishermen are veterans and or family members of veterans dealing with taking care of that dying brother or that sister that is financially distraught because maybe she's got some mental health issues.
Yeah. So I love this. I love that you've brought this up, and I want to come at it from a perspective of, you know, even from the guesting side, if I want to go be on, you know, shows that I want to build the audience of those types of people, right? So if I'm a podcaster and I help podcasters make money, if I'm going, and this happened to me actually, my name's Billy Thorpe, and there's an Australian rock star named Billy Thorpe. And when I first started podcasting and guesting on shows, I got booked all kinds of times by Australian podcasters who wanted some clickbait. And, you know, I mean, that's not that case here, but my whole point was I was saying yes to everyone, but I wasn't really getting the traction that I wanted. And it's similar to your point, like, okay, there's a bunch of saltwater fishermen who are probably veterans who need to know about this information. That is 100% correct, but they did not come to my show to learn about veterans and benefits of veterans or for veterans, they came to my show to learn about saltwater fishing. So I think once again, I would probably steer in the direction and say, you know, go be a part of shows that are really catering to veterans and that their audience is veterans. Because here's the thing, the more veterans that you reach out to and that you educate and that reach out to you and that you can serve, well, guess who they know? They know a ton of other veterans that can do the same thing, that can put you in touch and all that kind of stuff. So I would really think about it, you know, and I know, in just full transparency, like I don't podcast guest a lot, so you probably even know more than I do about that. But, you know, in my thought process of how I do it, I'm like, I want to be on podcasts about podcasting or about live streaming or content creation and talk about how to help those people make money because that's what I do. If five people from, you know, like, I don't know, like a dog, you know, a dog training show wanted me to reach out and say, hey, I want you to be on my show, I'd probably say, no, I'm not really interested, because yes, those people might be podcasters, they might be content creators, but they're not really coming to your show to learn about that. Does that make sense? Does that help clarify my thoughts a little bit to you?
Yes, it does. I've got to do some refocusing then. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it. Love the conversation. Thanks for jumping up. Let's see. We got a couple more people. Okay, I'll hang out. You guys are late bloomers. I've been begging you to come on stage over here on Clubhouse for a while, and now here we are. So I'm bringing you up here. Here we go. Nee and Michael.
Billy, if I may.
Yeah, go for it.
If you are a veteran or have a veteran in the family, check my profile. I work off of LinkedIn. I am totally free. I do this strictly as a volunteer, and I'd be happy to provide the links and attachments to tools I use to teach with so that you can pass them on to your veterans. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for jumping up here and hanging out and tell us a little bit about what you do. I'm going to pass the mic over to Nee, but before I do, now this is the part of a live show that gets a little tricky because you get your friends on Clubhouse and we could talk for days and hours and everybody has thoughts about different things, but I'm not really running a Clubhouse room, I'm running a live stream. So I want to keep it short and sweet, but I do want to give everyone a chance to chat. And I think Michael and Nee both tagged their mic when our last guest was up. So they might have some information for her, which is totally cool. I just want to end this live stream a little bit sooner than later. So there you go. That's my little whipping these guys into shape. Nee, the mic is yours, my friend.
Okay, Mr. Billy, I wasn't coming up here to chit-chat a lot because I'm laying in bed being lazy, but I was going to answer something, but then you answer Miss Jane. But I was going to say a lot of us veterans, I'm still active duty, and I had to help a family, and I had to go online to research to find stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think in itself alone, Miss Jane, if you're listening, you already got a niche that you got to focus on, you know, and there's a lot, when you go on Facebook, there's a lot of veteran Facebook groups that you can connect. I know of one, which is Team Red, White, and Blue. It is nationwide, and I'm sure in within that group, you could build up a really, really good community. I started Team Red, White, and Blue out here in Fort Leonard Wood, and I built a group that is like really, really huge. I'm no more the chapter captain, but I do get involved every now and then, you know, because I had to give it up because I was focusing on something else and I had to go to South Korea. So the group still had to go ahead. But then it is nationwide. I was privileged to be on a Band-Aid app for Team Red, White, and Blue to raise money for veterans running coast to coast back in my old days when I was a good ultra marathoner. So running across America, raising money to bring the awareness of what veterans do suffer, you know. So I don't know where you look at it at, but I would say look into it. And it's Team Red, White, and Blue. They're really pretty, pretty awesome. And Billy, I yield the mic back to you on stage. Thank you, sir.
You're the man, Nee. Thanks for jumping up and sharing all that good information, man. I think that's super valuable. So thanks for jumping up and doing that. And next up, I'm going to pass the mic to my friend Michael Sterling, which maybe I should have took some lessons about multi-streaming and managing multiple audiences and that kind of thing. But until then, Michael, I'm passing the mic to you, man.
Hello, hello, Billy. Hi. So I actually have a question for the topic of the room, talking about podcast sponsorships. As you know, I run a Clubhouse and Twitter Space simul chat every week, and I'm actually right now, earlier I was late coming into your room because I've been working on editing that down into a podcast form. So my question for you when it comes to sponsorship is, I know of a lot of people who are doing Twitter spaces, doing Clubhouse rooms, things like that, and they are converting it into podcasts. And so I just kind of would like to know what your thoughts are on getting sponsorships for such podcasts, and if it would be a sponsorship for the space, or you think you should get it for just the podcast or for the whole thing, or kind of where you see maybe all that going. Thanks.
Yeah, man. Love this question. And, this is kind of interesting because I was announcing the launch of this new podcast live, more of a live show, I guess, Creating Daily. And this conversation came up because it was like, hey, the average podcast doesn't really get that many listens, but then you can jump into a social audio room like this and you can have, more people listening to the show, and then you get the replay. And I guess it's just busier. It's like a busier traffic, traffic place or whatever. So man, I think you could get creative and offer, different packages that include different things. It's like, that's what we do. We say, hey, we're not just giving your message on our podcast, but we're going to promote you in our newsletter. We're going to promote you when we promote it on Instagram and Facebook and all these different places. If, for the right amount of money and the right package, your branding, your message can go with us into our whole ecosystem and not just audio only. And so, man, I would encourage you to say, say, hey, if you want to be a part of the live show, that is a different deal than if you just want to be a part of the show. Because if you're taking this, Michael, off of this platform and you're editing it and you're getting it nice, which I imagine you are because you're an audiophile, and then you're putting it back out there, then you have that option to go, hey, we can make you part of the live show with a link at the top of the screen, or whatever. Or if you're on Bullhorn, for instance, you can do ads on here. Or we can put you in, after the live show and you can just be a part of the recording. I think that is totally an option, and I would, I think you're moving in the right direction. I'll just say that. I haven't, it'd cool. Take me a couple of days to think about it and how to position it, but I think you're on to something for sure.
Well, thank you. And I do intend to talk with you and even Jemmy on OWL some more about this because I have questions and I would like to talk with you. Thanks.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Well, and Michael, we're going to have you on the show too, man. I get it in my brain what I want to talk to you about. So be looking for the back chat there. All right. And next up, we got my friend, producer Jemmy. She's been on this app all day. And I'm glad you came to my room. And I was going to have her on the show tonight, but she had like back-to-back-to-back rooms, and I didn't know what time, and I was doing my taxes. Ugh. And so anyway, what's up? How are you?
And now I'm rearranging furniture. But honestly, Billy, I only came up here because you're being all complainy pants about no one being up here.
Yes.
Popped up here. I just wanted to be able to say I got to be on Billy's stage today. That's all. Love you, Billy.
I love it. I love those pity hand raises after I begged for like 45 minutes for somebody to talk. Like, please,
got you.
You know what?
I got you.
I'm just going to say this. We did taxes, as I've said multiple times today, and you guys are expensive, okay? I just put it out there. You guys are expensive to talk to my friends on the internet. But that's what I told my wife. I'm like, man, this stuff gets expensive, all this gear and equipment, but it's all fun. It's all fun. So I enjoy it. Love the community. Producer Jemmy and I are planning on her being on the show Friday night. So maybe Sid will be back with us. We'll see. Might have three people on the show. It's going to be super exciting. So this is the community, and this is the reason why I've created Creating Daily. It's really to give me an excuse to go live, to bring my friends on. And, my podcast, Podcasting for Money, Creating for Money, rather. I changed the name. Anyway, it was just too, I can't really bring a ton of people on there and have, a lot of fun. And I want to talk to more creators about what they're doing to inspire other people in the industry that, hey, it's possible. This is a road that is lonely if not traveled with other people. And luckily for us podcasters and live streamers and, other types of, multi-hyphen people in this room, we can all kind of band together and get in these rooms, get in these spaces, get on Bullhorn, get on YouTube, Facebook, all these fun places and light each other up, so to speak, and fire each other up. I need a sound effect. Hold on. I got one right here. You guys can love this one.
Boy, that sure sounds good.
Anyway. Okay, so the three people on the stage, I'll poll you. I should have created a poll in Bullhorn as well. What do you think about Clubhouse rooms with stingers?
I mean, hey, I'm loving it, man. You should get, I like Tettles.
What is it?
I like Tetos.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Anyway, Michael, what do you think? You're an audio guy.
I don't
know
either.
I mean, I got a Rodecaster.
Oh, yeah,
the Rodecaster Pro group later. You'll hear all sorts of stingers.
Okay, so Rodecaster Pro promotion time. What time is that group now? I know it did it change.
It is moved to 9 p.m. Central Time in the U.S. tonight, every Tuesday night, right here on Clubhouse.
All right.
Go to the Rodecaster Pro Club. Join it.
Whatever. As a Mixcast 4 user, I'm completely offended that they even mention. I'm just kidding.
Hey. I will tell you what happened. My Rodecaster, and you guys probably know this on the stage, but my Rodecaster, the 3 or 4 headphone jacks in the back don't work. So I went through the process, did the whole warranty thing. Like, I'm going to send it back. I got another Tascam Mini Studio, and that Mini Studio actually sounds really great. Now, I didn't really care for it too much because I was, pushing the buttons wrong and turning people off and on, and I mean, all kinds of crap. Anyway, if I knew how to work it better, it'd be good. But I reached back out the road and said, hey, look, I just can't do this for the next couple months. Like, I need my Rodecaster until I get back in the States, and then I can send it back, and, maybe I'll pick up a Mixcast 4 or something, in the time being that it's out for repair. But anyway, I said all that to say I took it out of the box and put it back on my desk. So I'm in love with this thing. Can't deal with it. And my dog always wants to be a part of the live stream. So cool. All right, guys. Well, that is it from me. Really appreciate you. If you are in Clubhouse, make sure you tap around. Tap on these faces of all these beautiful creators because they're just like you going through the same stuff. So build your community. This is what it's all about. Being a creator, in my opinion, is about building your community. And when you do that and you do it well, then all the other stuff that you want will fall into place. So really appreciate you being a part of the show. And we'll see you Friday night. Taking tomorrow and Thursday off for this show, doing another show, and really appreciate that. All right, cool. Now I'm going to fire off some closing music. Here we go. See ya.